Good evening. We begin tonight with news out of Ukraine. What may be a major shift as Russian forces take over a pivotal eastern city.
For Russians, a high priority, as Moscow claimed full control of the eastern Ukraine city of Lysychansk.
As a result of successful offensive actions, we have closed the encirclement around Lysychansk. The Ukrainian troops are completely blocked in another cauldron.
But Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky, meeting with the Australian Prime Minister in Kiev, insisted the fierce fight for Lysychansk is not over yet. The city of about 100,000 people is the last major Ukrainian stronghold in the Luhansk province. Its neighbor, Severodonetsk, another critical city, was taken by Russia a week ago. If Lysychansk is seized, it will bring Moscow one large step closer to its goal of capturing all of Ukraine's Donbass region. More than 100 miles northwest, residents of Kharkiv, Ukraine's second largest city, are cleaning up after a 4 a.m. rocket barrage that damaged homes and a school. One family credited a pet with their safety.
There was just a cherry tree and a fence. Now the fence is destroyed and there is no cherry tree. My wife was lucky that she woke up early in the morning because the roof fell exactly where she had been sleeping.
The dog saved you?
Yes. It didn't let us sleep the whole night.
In some other parts of the country, Zelensky yesterday said that life was beginning to return to normal, but he urged his people not to forget that the battle for Ukraine still rages.
In many home front cities, there is now a feeling of relaxation, but the war is not over. The war continues. Unfortunately, war is only increasing in some places. Do not forget about it.